Like here we see a palm tree, things grow on top, but on the bottom it's always a solid piece. You don't have shoots coming out of a palm tree. That's what means to say. Im la'gez la'baladek means mitzias, nothing goes out of it. Lefi shein ma'itzi geza. The more now the Rav Zvido, was the one that says it does grow out, but just his mitzias last, he doesn't need it. For the Gemara Kasher Mas Nisan, Ayta Kasher, the Mishnah holds, when you buy two trees, there you do keep the stumps, what grow up. We see not Mesir Das. So Mara says, they're different. The Mishnah is talking about you bought the trees for 5 years. Then you have Das to use the trees. Since you bought it for 5 years, you have Das. Even if this gets uprooted, you want to use it over again. Therefore, you have Das to keep on using these trees. Therefore, what grows out of the stumps, you want to use. But when you buy a deckle tree, you only bought it, this deckle tree, and you want to uproot it and take it home. So you don't care about what grows out from the stumps, therefore it doesn't belong to you. Now the Mishnah says, Kona Shloisha Kona Kaka. If I buy three trees in your field, I buy three trees off you, then Lamaisa, I bought the Kaka in between. Now the Gemara says, the Kama. How much land in between do you own? The Kama, how much land? You own the land right underneath these trees, and in between them. The Rashbam says, Karka Magula, what's uncovered between them, and outside the trees also, Kemalua, enough that you'll be able to walk around the tree with your basket. As though you have a tree, a fruit tree, you want to walk around the tree with your basket, pulling off the fruits. So that's how much of the tree, of the ground, you still own. You own directly underneath it, in between, and also around it. Like Rashbam says, Hamalaket v'esalo v'yodoy. You want to collect and you have a basket around you. Look at Peros Hanoifers here. Right. Maske v'lo Rav Elazar, that's the question. Hashta derech ein loy madach, he doesn't have a derech. He doesn't have the rights to go through. Oroi v'solo yeshloy. You want to say he has the right to walk around the tree to use his basket? Like if you just buy the trees, we're saying now, ain lo derech. If you just buy two trees, if you buy three trees, you don't even have a right to walk through his property to get to your trees. So if so, for sure you don't have a right around the trees to walk with your basket to pull off the terrace. Sumara says, and Gemara derech ain loy no like this. The ayach ritihi hateino, a root, the path to go through, you don't own, because the ground belongs to somebody else. Like I bought three trees in your karka, but it's your karka. So if I want to go there, I have to buy permission to go there. So that's why I don't have a path through your karka. But ayra v'soyle yeshloy, but the ground right around my trees, in order to get my fruits, that's included in the sale. Like I bought three fruit trees, how am I going to get the fruits off? If not, that I own the property right around the trees to walk around them with a basket to pull them off. Omer Rav Zeira, Midivar Rabbeinu Nilma, from the Rabbeinu we learned that Shloisha Hu Dein LaDerech. If somebody buys three trees in somebody's field, so then you buy the karka in between, but you have no right to walk through there. Mashmado Hashnayim Yeshloi. If I only buy two trees in your property, so then I do not own any karka at all. No karka. I only own the trees. So pshita, if the trees are in your land, how am I going to get to my trees? So pshita, the pshat is then that I bought the right, the path, to walk into your land to get my trees. Why? Listen, my trees are stuck in the middle of your ground. What do you want me to do? I have to get them. So for sure, I bought the right to walk through the path also. Omalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak the Rava is so lame. Rav Elazar less like the Shmuel Rabbi. Then Rav Elazar will not hold like his Rebbe Shmuel. Why? To Yom Hashmuel, because Shmuel said Yishno Halacha Rabbi Akiva. Shmuel before said we passed him like Rabbi Akiva. To Yom that Rabbi Akiva said Moicher Biyayin Yofa Moicher. That when you sell Biyayin Yofa with a good eye. So when you sell something Lechura, you sell a path also. If I sell you three trees, I sell you the right to walk through my property also. And here you're telling me no. If I sell you three trees, I don't sell you the right to go through. Or Malay said back like this. Loi mituknam as nisan kibir. Now, Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Mimai, what's the proof? Midutani, since it says hegdilu. Since our Mishnah says hegdilu yishofa. It says that if the branches grow big, then yishofa, you have a right to tell them to take it down. The owner of the field has a right to tell the owner of the tree, cut down your branches, they're too big. Now, if you want to send me to Rabbi Akiva, amai yishofa. Why is the law that you have a right to tell you to cut down your branches? When I sold you the tree, I sold it with a good eye. With a good eye means you could do what you want with the tree. That means if you want your branches to grow wild and big, even though it causes a lot of shade to my property, that's not so good, but I sold it behind Yofa. So a Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. So it's not behind Yofa. So I'm going like this, no, I'll tell you like this. Omalei, Eim Adiyam Rabbi Akiva Gabi Bor Vidos. When did Rabbi Akiva say, when I sell something, I sell it behind Yofem, that's Gabi Bor Vidos. To Loi Machsha Arya. When I sell you a bor, if I sell you a ditch in my land, I give you the right to walk through my land to get there also. Why? The Loi Machsha Arya doesn't ruin my land so much. But Gabi Elon by a tree, Mishamatle, do we hear? We didn't hear that by an Elon, we didn't hear like this. Because an Elon, Taka ruins the tree. So therefore, since if your branches are going to grow wild, it's going to cause a lot of shade to my property, it's going to ruin my property, there I never gave you permission. Milo Maidi Rabbi Kiva Bilon, Hanoit Loter Sodechaveroi. If I have a tree that's going over into my friend's property, Shekoitzitz Mole Madar Nagari Machrisho, that the owner next door has the right to go and cut down the branches, because your branches are ruining my property. So here you see that when your branches are ruining my property, then even Rabbi Akiva agrees, we do not say, B'ayin Yofi, you're not selling it with a good eye. Therefore, Abadi can stop you. Therefore, there's no stira. Smara says, Tanya kavosat Rabbi Akiva Baraba. I bring you right to Rabbi Akiva Baraba. It says, Harei zekono tachteyim ubeneyim v'chutz alhen kamoli arav asayloi. In a case where I buy three trees off my friend, so look, when I buy three trees, that you have a right to also, you get the karka in between, underneath them, and around the trees enough, in order to go around it with your basket, to pull off the pears. Oh, Malaya, by the Rabbi Yosef, Oysen, Oyrev, Esolu, Mizoran, let's see, that property now around the tree, that you say you have a right to walk around there with your basket to pull off the fruits, Oysen, Yera, Oyrev, Esolu, Mizoran, who has the right to plant there? Like, true, the one that bought the property, like this. I bought three trees in your property. So I own the three trees and a kark in between where the tree is growing on I own. And I also have a right to walk around your tree to pull off my apples. But who owns the right to plant in that land? Maybe I only have a right to walk around there, but maybe I can't plant there. So kasher is mizor and who plants there? Omelet, you said, Tinisu, we learned. Hachitzoin zareyas aderech. The one that owns the outside, he has the right to plant a derech. So you see the chitzon, the outside, he has the one to plant. Like the Rashban says, that's the middle of Mishnah later, if you have two ginas, one inside the other one, so the outside one, hachitzoin zareya aderech. So chinami, bal hasoda zareyas aderech. Kolei marvasarvay. The one that owns the big field, he's the one that has the right to plant in between. He should be the one. Hachitzoin zareyas aderech. Omle said back to him, no, me dummy. Hosom less leib said the lakeach. Over there, the lakeach has no loss at all. Avloch is leib said the lakeach. But here, the lakeach, now the one that bought these trees, he's going to have a loss if the outside owner is going to plant in that property around the tree. To Omle, because if you're going to plant it, you're going to come and complain and say to me, commit to fee peri. Listen, if you plant around the trees, so what's the purpose? I have a right to use that property to walk around there to pull off my apples. But if you're going to plant it, you're going to start complaining to me, I'm ruining your planting. See, it should be a svara that the balakarka should not have a right to plant there. Yeah. Very holy damiel is his own. Hello damiel is seifa. It says, Zev is there any reshem was areya. Seifa says, no, both do not have a right to plant there. And that's why it should be here also. Neither should have a right to plant there. Because that outside property is meant to use, so you could walk around the tree with your basket pulling off the apples. Satanic